Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. We'll start lying down. So choose a comfortable position to lie in. Maybe with your legs long, or if that is uncomfortable for your lower back, you might prefer to have the legs up in semi-supine, with the feet flat on the floor instead. And let your eyes be relaxed, perhaps closed, and take your attention inside. And notice how you feel right now. Not thinking about how you should be, but how are you right now? What are the energy levels of your body like? What's your mood like? Are you aware of your mind state? Are you aware of any sensations in your body? You just notice those. And feel the contact that your body has with the floor. Feel the back of the head against the floor. Shoulder blades and arms. Feel where the spine and the back touches. Feel the back of the hips against the floor. And notice where the legs or the feet are perhaps touching the floor. Then become aware of your breath. When you breathe in, let the belly gently expand and rise up. And when you breathe out, let the belly fall, relax. Feel the whole of the belly as you breathe, the front, the sides, the upper part, the lower part. Feel the whole belly, or let the whole belly expand with the in-breath. And relax, let go with the out-breath. And then can you have your legs in semi-supine, if they're not already there. Just take a moment to bring the feet up so they're flat on the floor with the knees bent and pointing up to the ceiling. And bring your right knee up over your chest. Have the knee bent over the chest and hold on to the front of the knee with the right hand, and then slide the left hand behind the back of your head. Be aware of your breath. Next time the breath comes out of your body, gently draw the right knee closer in towards the chest and use the left hand to roll the head forwards towards the knee. And then breathe in and relax the head and let the knee back out. And continue like that a few more times, breathing out as you gently draw the head and the right knee towards each other, and breathing in back to where you were. Feel this across the back of your body, from the lower back, from the right hip, up through your spine to the back of the neck. And just as an option here, if you've got a shoulder injury or a neck problem and this is uncomfortable for you, just remember you can always relax the head down. You can keep the head down and relax the left arm down if you prefer to, and just work with the leg only. So it's really important that you listen to your body and adjust the movements to suit you, to benefit you. Now, next time you do put the head down, just rest there for a moment and swap sides. So change the legs over, have the left knee up over the chest, holding onto the top of it with the left hand, and sliding the right hand behind the head. And same thing as before, breathe out. As you draw the knee a little closer in towards the chest and gently roll the head forwards and breathe in, back down. Keep the movement smooth and comfortable. Breath and movement together. And feeling your body from the inside as you move. Breathing out as the head and knee come towards each other. And breathing in, back down. And when you've got the head down, just relax the head. Put the left foot down onto the floor so you've got the legs back in semi-supine. Now can you interlace both hands behind the back of your head? Have the back of the head resting on the interlaced hands. When you breathe out, gently squeeze your lower tummy in so you can maybe make your lower back a bit flatter to the floor. And use your hands to tuck the chin in and roll the head forwards. So lift the head up. And then breathe in, put the head down and relax the lower tummy muscles. So with the out breath, tightening the lower tummy in, gently lifting the head. And with the in breath, relaxing down. Being careful here not to pull on the head and the neck. Keep the neck relaxed. If you want to go a bit further, lift more through the chest. Feel this movement in between the shoulder blades. Next time you breathe out and you lift the head up like this, just pause there for a moment, and with the head up, gently press the back of the head into the hands. Resist with the hands and hold that pressure just for a second or maybe two before you breathe in and put the head down on the floor. So with the out breath, roll the head forwards, pause there. As you wait for the breath to go out, press the back of the head into the hands. And then breathe in, back down when you're ready. And feel what effect that has in between the shoulder blades. When you press the back of the head into the hands like that, what muscles tighten? Now keep lifting the head up and down. You can keep doing the pressing with the head briefly each time if that feels good for you, or just let that go whenever you like. But next time you breathe out and lift the head up, can you lift one foot off the floor And gently lift that foot up towards the ceiling. So you stretch that leg up into the air. Put the leg down as you put the head down. And do the same with the other leg. Next time you breathe out and lift the head up. And keep alternating legs. First one leg, stretching up into the air, and then the other leg. So breathing out, gently squeezing the lower tummy in, lifting the head and straightening one leg up, and breathing in back down. And alternating legs. Feeling the movement. What does it feel like through the back of the leg? What can you feel stretching there? What does it feel like into your lower back and up the spine? This movement is also good at strengthening the quadriceps at the front of the leg. So it's good for your knees. And when you've got the head back down on the floor, just relax the head now. You can have the arms somewhere comfortable. So you might like to rest the arms down somewhere on the floor beside you. Although it's fine to keep the hands under the head if you prefer that. But arms somewhere comfortable for you. Head relaxed down. And can you have just your right knee up over your chest. So keeping the left leg in semi-supine. And straighten the right leg up into the air. Just comfortably straight. So lift the right foot up towards the ceiling. And keeping the legs straightish like that, can you slowly circle the whole leg? If you can, just keep your arms resting on the floor. So you're just circling the leg on its own. That'll mean you have to use your tummy muscles to some extent to help you circle, and also the quadricep muscle at the front of the leg. Even the glutes a little bit too. If that's hurting your lower back and you prefer to use the hands to help you circle, that's fine. Again, pick the options that suit you. And then same leg, but just circle back in the other direction a few times. And feel what your tummy muscles are doing, your lower tummy muscles. How can you use them to help you here? And bring that right leg into the center and put the right foot flat onto the floor again into semi-supine. And bring the left knee up over the chest and lift the left foot up towards the ceiling. So the left leg is comfortably straightish up in the air. Ideally keeping the arms resting down somewhere and circling the left leg now. First, in one direction. Be aware of your lower tummy muscles and noticing how you can use them to help you circle the leg. Be aware of your hips and lower back. Do they make a bit of a circle on the floor as you circle the leg? Go in the other direction a few times as well. How are you breathing? Bring that left leg into the center. Slowly bend the knee and put the foot down onto the floor so that you've got both legs back in semi-supine. Just have the feet comfortably apart there, knees comfortably apart. And can you float your arms up so that your fingers point up to the ceiling? Got the arms straight up into the air, fingers pointing up towards the ceiling there. And then bend your elbows and catch hold of your elbows with your hands. So your elbows make a frame over your kind of chest or throat area. See what it feels like to take your elbows from side to side. Feel the shoulders. Notice how close the elbows go to the floor on each side. And just very carefully, as you take the elbows to one side, carefully turn your head to the opposite side. Feel what that's like through the sides of your neck. So your elbows go one way, your head gently turns the other way. Breathing easily. And the next time you're in the center, just pause there for a moment. So the head's in the center, the elbows are in the center. And then take the elbows to one side, but let the head go the same way that the elbows are going now. And go from side to side like that. As if your elbows and your nose were connected somehow. Head and elbows side to side together. Now when you've got the elbows and the head over to one side, next time pause there. And then take the elbows up over your head in a circle round to the other side and then down over the front of your body. Slowly circle the elbows like that, so down to the side first, up over the head, round to the other side and then down over the front of your body. You decide how big or small to make those circles. Keep your head on the floor, at least at first, but let your nose follow the movement of the elbows slightly, so the back of your head makes a small circle on the floor as the elbows circle. Feel the shoulders and the shoulder blades and how they move against the floor. If you've got no neck problems, as an option, next time the elbows are going down over the front of your body, you might like to tuck the chin in there and actually lift the head up as the elbows go down over the front, and then put the head back down on the floor as the elbows go up above the head. Just taking that head circling a bit further here. Then change direction, circle the elbows the other way, either just keeping the head resting on the floor there, or if you want to, perhaps tucking the chin in as the elbows go down over the front, lifting the head up there, putting the head back down as the elbows go up above the head. How are you breathing? You maybe find a way to breathe with the movement. And then come back into the center. Relax the head down onto the floor in the middle. Again, have the elbows with that frame over the chest or throat where you started off. Just see what it feels like to go from side to side with the elbows now. As you take the elbows down to the left, you could gently pull on the right elbow with the left hand just to go a little bit further or feel that more into the shoulder. As you take the elbows over to the right, gently pulling on the left elbow with the right hand and see what that feels like. And bringing the elbows into the center. And relaxing the arms down onto the floor. Have the arms resting on the floor, but fairly close to your body, beside your body. Keep the legs in semi-supine and have the feet about hip width apart or a little wider. And then when you breathe in, squeeze your lower tummy in, lift your hips off the floor, up into the air, into shoulder bridge. When you breathe out, lower the hips back down. As you lift the hips up into shoulder bridge, gently pressing your feet into the floor, feeling a gentle tightness there through the back of the hips into the glutes. Just feel what happens through the upper part of your spine when you lift the hips up. As you lift the hips up, you could just slightly squeeze your chin in towards your throat so you flatten out through the back of the neck. Keep the head resting on the floor though. Just a subtle movement there. Hips lifting and chin just slightly tucking into the throat. And if you want to hold the shoulder bridge, when you feel ready, leave the hips up there and be aware of your breath. You soften your face if you're holding. Check that your jaw is relaxed. Maybe as you hold there, you can even relax through the tummy a little bit. Keep that tightness through the back of the hips, but you can just relax the tummy. Feel the stretch through the front of the legs. Here you're stretching out the big quadricep muscles. And if you still got the hips up, take your time to lower them back down. Feel your spine re-engaging with the floor as you slowly put the hips back down. When the hips are down, bring both knees up over your chest. Hold onto the top of the knees with the hands. And when you breathe out, draw the knees slowly in towards your chest. And when you breathe in, let them back out. Do that a few more times. Breathe out, bend your elbows, draw the knees closer into the chest. And breathe in, let the knees move away from the chest. Just hold the knees over the chest, just somewhere comfortable there in the center, and place your hands more on the inside edges of the knees, somewhere on the insides, where you can use the hands to press the knees wide apart. Feel what that's like through your inner thigh muscles. Just pause there for a moment. Just pressing the knees gently apart there. Feel the inner thighs. Feel your breath at the belly. And then slowly bring the knees back closer together. Once the knees are close together, just comfortably close. Hold with the hands underneath the knees so that you've got your hands at the backs of the legs. And then lift both feet up towards the ceiling. So you stretch both legs up into the air. And once you've done that, slowly bend the knees, bring the feet back down. And once the knees are fully bent over the chest, again, put your hands on the insides of the knees so you can press them wide apart like you did before. But now can you alternate between those two movements? So you alternate between having the knees close together and stretching the legs up into the air. And then once the knees are bent, then pressing the knees wide apart. Take your time. Make sure the knees are fairly close before you straighten them up into the air. And make sure the knees are completely bent before you press them wide apart. Where would it be helpful here to use your tummy muscles? How would it feel to maybe squeeze your lower tummy in as you straighten the legs up into the air? You feel your body. You're doing quite a lot of different exercises here. You're stretching the backs of the legs. You're strengthening the front of the legs. You're stretching and strengthening the inner thighs, the adductors. You're also using the glutes, the back of the hips. You're stretching and strengthening a lot of the stabilizing muscles around the hips. And how are you breathing? Maybe you can find a way of breathing to support the movement. You might like to pause in either of the positions at some point and just hold there for an extra breath or two. Maybe that's what feels right for your body. Then you can just go back to alternating when you're ready. Next time you've got the knees somewhere there in the center, leave them there or just come back into the center when you're ready, with the knees bent over the chest. And hold on to the knees with the hands. Just do a gentle rocking from side to side with the knees. Just take the knees slightly to one side, slightly to the other. And when the knees are in the middle, put your feet flat onto the floor into a wide semi-supine. So have your feet about hip width and a half apart, knees apart. And rest your arms on the floor out from the shoulders. So you've got the arms out in cross position, out fairly wide. Then when you breathe out, slowly take your knees down to one side. Breathe in as you go through the center, and then breathe out as you take the knees down to the other side. And continue from side to side, like that. Breathing out as the knees go down to the side, and breathing in as they go through the center. You could include the head and neck here by gently rolling the head the opposite way to the way that the knees are going. Knees one way and head the opposite. Feel the movement through your spine. How does the spine move in between your shoulder blades? How do your shoulder blades move against the floor? And when you've got the knees in the center, just pause for a moment in the center in semi-supine. Maybe bring the arms down a little closer to your body, somewhere a bit more comfortable for the shoulders. Take a few conscious breaths down into the belly. Let the belly expand as you breathe in and fall as you breathe out. Of course, you're not actually breathing into the belly, but when you breathe and move the belly like this, it should really be a movement of the big diaphragm muscle. And your diaphragm muscle should be the primary muscle in your breathing. Big dome-shaped muscle. When you breathe in, it flattens and pushes down and pushes the belly out. It's actually that downward movement of the diaphragm that causes the air to move into your lungs. This belly breathing calms your nervous system, turns on the parasympathetic branch. Notice how you feel now. And from semi-supine, can you roll over to one side? Take your time to come up and around into the all fours position, resting on the hands, so the hands are roughly under the shoulders. And the knees are about hip width apart under the hips. If you're uncomfortable resting on the hands, it's fine to rest on the elbows instead if you want to take that pressure off your wrists. We're going to do an exercise that's sometimes called threading the needle. And here you'll turn one hand upwards, so the palm is upwards, and you've got the back of the hand resting on the floor. And then slide that back of the hand under the other arm over to the other side at right angles to your body. Feel that into the shoulder and then slide it back and swap over. So turn the other palm upwards and slide the back of the hand under the other arm at right angles to your body. Just slide and slide. You can let your shoulder and head drop down and turn a bit. Try and keep your neck relaxed. Just alternate from one side to the other. Turning one palm up and sliding that hand across under the other arm to the opposite side at right angles to the body. Letting the shoulder drop down and the head drop a bit. Just go from side to side. Maybe breathing out as you slide to the side. Breathe in through the center. Feel the shoulders. And then when you're in the center, come back so that you're resting in the all fours position on the hands, as long as that's okay for the wrists. And when you breathe out, kind of round your back, tuck your tailbone under, tuck your chin in and press the shoulder blades up and see if you can feel a stretch there between the shoulder blades. And then breathe in. Do the opposite, lift the head gently and lift the hips so your back arches. So you breathe out, round the back. And you breathe in and gently arch the back. If you've got any neck injury or arthritis in the neck, just be aware not to lift the head up too high. Backward bending the neck isn't good for the neck if you've got arthritis. Keep the head a bit more neutral there. Now, if your wrists are fine, you don't have a shoulder injury, if you're still up on the hands, then as an option, next time you breathe in, instead of arching the back, you could instead bend your elbows and lower your head down between your hands so you do a push-up. Then breathe out, straighten the arms again and round the back, stretch between the shoulder blades. So you breathe in, bend the elbows, do a little push-up and breathe out, round the back and stretch between the shoulder blades. Whenever you've had enough, feel free just to rest in child position when you want to. If you're fine, continue for a little bit longer. Or if you like the downward dog pose. And as an option, when you breathe out, instead of rounding the back, you could tuck your toes under and lift the hips up into the air, into downward dog. Lift the hips up, bring the heels a bit closer to the floor, stretch through the back of the legs and down into the calves. When you breathe in, still put the knees down and do that push-up. Feel your spine in downward dog. Doing that option of coming into downward dog on the out breath, kind of lift your tailbone and up into the air and soften the chest down and feel that into the shoulders and up through your spine. The next time you've got the knees down, or your back somewhere in the middle. Or rest in child pose. So slowly take your hips back towards your heels. Rest your forehead, if it's fine to, down on the floor. Your arms can either be out long in front of you or down beside you. Or maybe it's best for you to put one fist on top of the other and rest your forehead on your fists. And once you're comfortable as possible there in child pose, be aware of your breath. Child pose can be quite hard on your knees. So especially being at home, it can be quite easy to just make sure you've got a pillow nearby. And then for child pose, can feel really quite nice for your knees to put the pillow between your calves and your thighs, sort of stuffed there at the back of the knees. Just breathing. You be aware of your body as you breathe in. Relax and let go of your body as you breathe out. From child pose, take plenty of time to come all the way up to standing. Just take your time, come up as easily as possible. When you are upstanding, stand with your feet about hip width apart. Have your arms relaxed beside you. Now, when you breathe in, turn your palms to the front. Float the arms out wide to the sides and up over your head so your fingers are pointing up towards the ceiling. Then breathe out, turn the palms outwards. Float the arms back down wide to the sides and back down beside you. Do that a few more times. Breathe in, float the arms wide to the sides up over your head. And breathe out, back down. Just feel your shoulders move smoothly, carefully. This is hurting the shoulders. Try having your elbows a bit more bent so the arms aren't so stretched out. You don't have to go up quite so high and listen to your body. Don't push through pain, just stop and go back down. Now keep doing what you are with the arms, but each time you breathe out and bring the arms down wide to the sides, can you bend your knees a bit there? Just enough to feel a nice strengthening into the legs. So breathe in, straighten the legs, float the arms up, and breathe out. Bend the knees as the arms float back down. And then to go even further, when you breathe out and bring the arms down wide to the sides, bend the knees and lean forward from the waist. Lower your head and chest down. Then breathe in, bring the head and chest up as you float the arms up above you. Breathe out, arms wide to the side as you lean forward, bending the knees. Feel your whole body. You're doing quite a lot here. You're moving the shoulders. You're strengthening the legs. Stretching the legs and the back. You're breathing well. Next time you're up, just let that go. Keep the head and chest up, but have the arms relax down beside you. Now, just have a look at your feet and just bring the feet slightly wider apart. Just want them a little bit wider than hip width apart. And then have your right arm up in front of you so you can got the right hand right in front of you there at about shoulder height. So the right arm is parallel to the floor. But just soften the elbows, soften the wrist so they're just slightly bent. And that'll relax your shoulder a bit too. And then float the right hand up into the air. And then take the arm back behind you and then down. Make a gentle backward circle with that right arm. Go up and back and down and round to the front again. And if you have a shoulder injury, make it much, much smaller. Bend the elbow a bit more. Pay attention to your body. Find a way of moving that feels really good for your body. And you can allow your head to slightly follow the movement of the arm, so the whole chest moves back, the head moves back just a bit there in a smooth, natural way, up and back and down. If you want to make this movement a bit more challenging, as the arm is coming out to the front of you, you could step your right foot forward a little bit. And as the arm's going back behind you in that circle, you could step the right foot back a few inches. So keep circling the right arm. But as the arm goes back, step the right foot back. And as the arm comes forward, step the right foot forward. It's a really good exercise for your balance. Your brain's having to do quite a lot of things here. It's quite complicated. And then relax. Rest that right arm down. Bring the right foot back into the center somewhere. Just under the hip or slightly wider with the feet. And we'll swap over. So have the left arm out in front. You can soften the elbow and the wrist. Then float the arm up, back and down and around to the front. Find a way to keep it smooth and comfortable. Just allowing the head to slightly follow the movement. So you're looking at the hand. And breathing. Once you've got the hang of that movement, if you want to make it more challenging and good for your balance, as the arm goes up and back, step the left foot back. And as the arm comes forward, step the left foot forward. Just keep stepping the left foot back and forward with the movement of the arm circling. And breathing. And then relax that left arm down. So both arms are relaxed down beside you. The shoulders a bit of a shrug. Just shake them, shrug them a bit. And then give the hands a good shake out. And then bring the arms up out wide to the sides. So your arms are out from the shoulders, out wide to the sides, but roughly parallel to the floor. A bit lower down if you've got a shoulder injury. When you breathe in, can you take the arms back a little bit? So you open your chest moves slightly forward. And when you breathe out, wrap your arms around you so you give yourself a hug. And then breathe in, take the arms out wide, open the chest. And breathe out, wrap the arms the other way around you. And just keep alternating. Breathe in, arms wide, opening the chest. And breathing out, wrapping the arms around you and rounding a bit between the shoulder blades. But each time you breathe out and wrap the arms around you, swap which way you wrap them. Make your breath a bit deeper here, a bit stronger. And then let it go. Just relax the arms down. Have the feet about hip width apart. Relax the arms down beside you. Bend your knees slightly. Tuck your chin in. And slowly roll down into the standing forward bend. Just roll the head down. Just slowly lean forward from your waist. The arms and the head, chest hang down. You decide how bent to have the knees there. Feel the back of your body as you breathe. Then bend the knees more and more until you can put your hands on the floor. Walk your hands forward and the feet back until you can put the knees down. And we'll come back into the child pose again. So take your hips back towards your feet. Have your arms in the most comfortable place for your neck and shoulders. Have your awareness on the point between the eyebrows and imagine breathing in and out through the centre of the eyebrows. Then leave the eyebrow breathing. Take your time to come up out of child pose and come up to sitting with the legs out long in front of you. So you've just got the legs out long in front, about hip width apart. Just sitting up there, head and chest up. Have your arms resting on the floor to the sides of you, just to the sides of the hips. Then when you breathe in, can you float one arm up so the fingers point up to the ceiling? Then breathe out as you gently lean to the opposite side. Do a sideways bend with the spine. And then come back down into the center, breathe in, float the other arm up. Breathe out as you lean to the side. Just alternate from side to side. Breathing in as you float one arm up towards the ceiling. Breathe out as you lean over to the opposite side. And just alternating sides like that. Just taking care with your shoulders. Might feel better to have the elbow a bit more bent as you lean to the side. Feel your hips. As you lean to the side, you might find that one hip lifts off the floor a little bit. How would it feel instead of letting that hip lift away from the floor? How would it feel if you really pressed that hip a bit more into the floor as you stretched to the opposite side? Feel the sides of your body down onto the side of the hips. When you're in the center, relax the arms down. Rest back on the hands for a moment. Give the legs a gentle shake out. Then keep the legs out long in front, about hip width apart. Place your hands on the front of the legs, on the thighs. Start with a small bend in the knees, And feel free to make that bend as big as you want to in a moment. And when you breathe out, slide your hands down the legs towards the feet. Just lean forward from your waist so your chest moves forward towards the legs a little bit and relax the head down. And then breathe in back up. So you breathe out and you slide the hands down the legs and soften into the forward bend. And then you breathe in back up. You decide how much to bend the knees here. It's really good to have at least a bit of a bend in the knees because this exercise isn't just about stretching out the backs of the legs. It's also about stretching out through the spine. Also, by bending the knees, it can help to put pressure on the lower tummy as you lean forward. It's actually good to have your lower tummy a bit squashed into the legs. This is said to help increase blood flow into the whole abdominal region, doing this forward bend. If you like the feeling of this forward bend, you might like to hold there for a few breaths. Just watch you don't go too far. It'll be more beneficial for you when you hold. If you don't go so far, but keep your breath relaxed. You can find a way to soften and let go of your body as you breathe out. You're still holding, take plenty of time and keep aware of your body as you slowly come out of the pose. Take your time, but when you are up, rest back on your hands. Give the legs a gentle shake out. From here, at least take a few moments to rest on your back and relax. It's very beneficial for your body to stop and rest after doing the exercises. It helps to integrate the changes more deeply into your nervous system. So either just rest and breathe easily, or now you can put on one of the relaxation meditations. Thank you for listening. Namaste.